In Iraq, Sunni militants continue to make progress in their battle against the Iraqi government. Fighting was reported overnight just an hour's drive northeast of Baghdad. The main extremist group is known as ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and Greater Syria. We've been reporting all week about ISIS, who its fighters are, their goals, and their alliances. Today, we're digging into the group's finances. Matt Levitt directs the counterterrorism program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He also used to investigate terrorist finances for the FBI and the Treasury Department. Matt, we've heard how the militants managed to loot several hundred million dollars in cash when they took Mosul, but they were making money way before that, right?
They were, and especially in Mosul for a very long time. And in Iraq, unlike other places where al-Qaeda affiliates and al-Qaeda corps raise money through the abuse of charity and charitable donations, al-Qaeda in Iraq, which later became the Islamic State of Iraq, which is now ISIS or ISIL, traditionally raise money through corruption and criminal activity and are one of the better funded groups we know of.
I mean, when you read about them, it sounds like they're almost a sort of government unto themselves in terms of the range of activities they're in to raise money. Can you talk about the range of things they are involved in?
Everything from oil smuggling, which they've been involved in since at least 2007, extortion, protection rackets, taxing minority communities, robberies, bank heists, kidnapping for ransom. And this is not new. This really goes back to at least 2006.
So where does this money live? You have a huge pile of cash somewhere. I mean, how do they actually make transactions with all this money that they're getting?
Well, we think they move their money out the door pretty quickly in the form of payments. They have a lot of expenses, especially salary payments and payments to the families of people who are killed or imprisoned. When they move money, there is some money that is moved through the banking system, and there's some money that's moved through informal financial transfer mechanisms like hawala systems and, of course, cash couriers.
We heard about that hawala system. Describe it for us.
Hawala, which means trust, is an informal banking system where money actually doesn't move at all. So if you want to send money from Boston to Pakistan, you'll find a hawala dealer in the Boston area. You'll give them $1,000 plus a few bucks as their fee, and they'll contact a hawala dealer that they know and trust and do business with in Pakistan. And your friend in Pakistan will come with the right code, and they'll get $1,000. It's a very, very old and reliable way of sending money.
Now, in a previous job, you were actually tracking terrorist finances. In that job, how would you track ISIS's finances?
Well, back in the day, when we had boots on the ground in Iraq, we had a special unit in Iraq, the Iraq Threat Finance Cell, where Treasury and the military and intelligence agencies and law enforcement all cooperated together to follow the money. And that meant everything from training military, when they did raids to look for pocket litter that would have something to do with finances, to working with banks and working with and establishing relationships with local hawala dealers so that you could collect that information. And of course, all the way up to much more sophisticated signals intelligence and whatnot. Today, without those boots on the ground, that's much more difficult. So it's a little depressing, having worked on this for a long time, to have seen the successes we had pushing back al-Qaeda in Iraq back in the day, to see them come back so strong now militarily and financially. I think the mistake was that some people thought that because they were pushed back militarily, they were also crushed financially, which they clearly were not, and the financial resources were what they needed to regenerate. The good news is that we do have an understanding of how groups like ISIS are financed. There are things we can do to not only push them back militarily, but to constrain their financial resources. And we're going to have to do these in tandem in ways that we apparently didn't really do very well for the past few years.
Matt Levitt is a former counterterrorism official. He's now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thanks so much, Matt.
Always a pleasure.